Hey, Bernie.
Hey, how's the little astronauty hottie?
Okay, I guess. Just being cooped up in this tin can for weeks on end is starting to get to me.
Well, hang in there. You just have a couple more days to go, and then you'll be home.
I know.
I gotta get back to work. I love you.
Love you, too. Hey, Bernie, before you go, can you do something for me?
What do you want me to do?
Okay, here it is. I really miss gravity. Can you drop something so I can watch it fall?
Huey, you're serious?
He nods.
Okay.
A pencil.
Oh, baby, you're killing me.
For you today. It's from your mom.
Oh, thank you, Penny. Yeah, wait, here. For your troubles.
Oh boy, a whole dollar. Now I can quit my paper route. So what's in it?
Doesn't matter. Half the time he just ends up playing with the box.
Yeah, it's journals and research papers I wrote as a child.
Oh, how cute. Is this like a diary?
No, that's my potty training journal.
Really? Your potty training journal?
Yeah. And forget my crude penmanship. I didn't start typing until I was six.
August 7th, 8:42 a.m. This is humiliating. What was wrong with diapers?
Yeah, there are some charts in the back where I kept track of shape, color, and consistency.
Oh! Disgusting.
No, what's disgusting is he's still keeping track.
Why do you need all of this stuff?
No. Yo, I am glad you asked.
Oh.
Yeah, are you familiar with the Higgs boson?
Of course. It is. It's been in the news, and it's a very famous boson. Yeah.
Nice try. Now, in 1964, Dr. Peter Higgs, accomplished self-promoter and physicist, he wrote a paper postulating the existence of a subatomic particle called the Higgs boson. Now, initially, the paper was rejected, but recently, he was proven right. And now he's on the fast track to win a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that's basically what I said.
Yeah. The point is, Higgs is being celebrated for work he did 50 years ago. So that got me thinking. Yeah, perhaps I've already hit upon the idea that will win me my Nobel Prize.
I didn't know they gave Nobel Prizes for making boom boom into potty.
Yeah. You really think there's some kind of scientific discovery in here?
Well, this box only covers my work through nursery school. There's a good deal more to come. I didn't really hit my academic stride until I cut out that time suck known as playing outdoors.
So you're gonna spend hours and hours combing through all this stuff?
It's a good point. My time is much too valuable. You know, perhaps I should find someone to do it for me. You know, someone with a rudimentary understanding of science, but whose real talents lie in menial labor.
Leonard looks at Sheldon with contempt.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, well, if I didn't think you could handle it, I wouldn't be asking.
If you want help, just hire a grad student.
Maybe I could do it.
Really? You can assess the quality of my work. Okay, here. I wrote this when I was 5 years old.
A proof that algebraic topology can never have a non-self-contradictory set of abelian groups.
Penny looks at Sheldon.
I'm just a blonde monkey to you, aren't I?
He takes the book back.
You said it, not me.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
Right, Ms. Jensen, before we begin, may I offer you a refreshment? Water, coffee, tea, a cigarette?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Excellent. Yeah, that was a ruse. Yeah, and by the way, coffee was also an unacceptable choice. All right, so I see here you're from Des Moines, Iowa. You're summa cum laude in theoretical physics from Stanford University. Oh, and 2 years ago, you had a persistent ear infection. I hope that didn't cause any hearing loss.
No, of course not.
How did you know about that?
Well, I did a comprehensive background check. You did medical records, credit reports, criminal history. I trust you paid off those parking tickets.
Yes, I did.
Hearing unimpaired. Good.
Look, Dr. Cooper, I really want this position. It would be an incredible honor to work for a man of your brilliance.
Flattery will not get you this job, Miss Jensen.
It's not flattery if it's the truth.
Oh. Well, thank you. Welcome aboard.
Talked to Howard lately?
Yeah, last night. He kept making me drop pencils for him. I got uncomfortable.
Seeing Miss Jensen.
Hey, Sheldon, hope you're hungry. They're serving macaroni and cheese. Smooth.
Hi.
Hello.
Sheldon, aren't you going to introduce us?
No, I have people for that now. You're up.
I'm Alex, Dr. Cooper's new assistant.
Ah, congratulations, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I'm Leonard, this is Raj.
Nice to meet you. I'm so excited to be working with Dr.
Yeah, please reserve chit-chat for your breaks, Ms. Jensen. Yeah, and FYI, there'll be no breaks.
I should probably get to work.
She seems nice.
Hey, you already got a girlfriend. I call dibs.
All I said was, she seems nice.
Yeah, well, I love her.
To hear from you today. Everything okay?
No, not really.
What's wrong?
Well, remember the Soyuz capsule they were sending to bring us home?
Uh-huh.
It's delayed. We're gonna be here at least another week, maybe 10 days. It's the Russians, so you don't know.
Leaning towards the camera.
They left dogs up here on the 60s.
Come on, Howard. No one's leaving you up there.
I don't know how much longer I can take this. I can't sleep, and zero gravity is giving me crazy acid reflux. I'm down to my last three toms.
Gonna be fine. You survived that Weight Watchers cruise with your mom. And they ran out of low-fat ice cream on day two. Just calm down and take a few deep breaths.
Okay. What am I doing? I'm using up all the oxygen. If I die, I promise you'll never have sex with another man.
Oh, yeah. I'm a man-eater now.
Okay, for the final touch, this is an eyelash curler. You just place it on your lashes and squeeze it closed.
Oh, I don't know. Looks like something used by Tinkerbell's gynecologist.
Who I hope for her sake is not Captain Hook. So.
Penny watches as Amy picks up her phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm gonna video chat Sheldon.
Dr. Cooper's office.
Oh, hello, who are you?
I'm Alex, Dr. Cooper's assistant. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Sheldon.
I'm sorry, he's asked me to hold all calls unless you're Stephen Hawking, his mother, or himself from the future.
All right, well, tell him Amy called.
Last name?
He knows my last name. I'm his girlfriend. We have a contract and everything. I'll send you a PDF.
All right, I will tell him you called.
That's weird.
What?
Sheldon told me he had a new assistant named Alex. He didn't mention that Alex was a girl.
Maybe he didn't notice.
You're right. I don't have to worry about Sheldon.
No, you do not.
It's her I have to worry about.
Oh, Amy, really? She is not going to come on to Sheldon.
Oh, really? Look at this face.
Sheldon's face up close.
How can any woman spend 8 hours a day alone with this face and not fall in love with it?
Well, for starters, at some point, that face starts talking. Amy, this is crazy. You have nothing to be suspicious about.
I'm not suspicious. I just want to stop in, say hi to my boyfriend, and meet his new assistant. Aha!
Amy flings open the door of the office, but it's empty.
Can we go now?
Hang on.
Amy picks up Sheldon's desk phone and rubs the receiver under her armpit.
What are you doing?
Isn't it obvious? I'm spreading my scent to mark my territory.
Come on, Amy, that is not gonna work.
Really? Because just before you became my best friend, I did this all over your apartment.
Has your assistant said anything about me?
No, in fact, she has. Her exact words were, "What is that guy's problem?"
I'm in her head. Let the dance begin.
Here's your frozen yogurt, Dr. Cooper.
This should be fun.
Half chocolate, half vanilla, side by side, not swirled.
Yes.
Half a teaspoon of sprinkles.
Rainbow, not chocolate.
Two cherries.
One on top, one on the bottom.
Stems removed.
Top one, yes, I didn't check the one on the bottom.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, Dr. Cooper.
It's all right, Alex. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Wait, Alex, do you want to join us?
Wait, Alex, a moment. I need a word with Dr. Hofstadter. Do you think it's appropriate for her to sit with us, given her station?
Given her what?
Yeah. If I've learned anything from British television shows on PBS, it's that servants dine downstairs with their own kind.
What?
It's a kindness, Leonard. Otherwise, you're cruelly tempting them with a glimpse of a world that's just beyond their soot-stained fingertips.
Oh, sure. Please join us.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Alex, what's the topic of your dissertation?
I'm looking for Trojan asteroids at Earth's L5 Lagrange point.
Oh, that happens to be Dr. Kuthrapali's field of expertise. You two have a lot to talk about.
Is that true?
Raj slowly turns to Leonard and fixes him with a stare. Then he picks up his tray and walks off to sit at a nearby table alone.
Is he all right?
No.
Raj looks over at them.
But compared to your boss, he's the poster boy for sanity.
It's okay. I've been around scientists all my life. My dad's an astronomer at SETI.
Oh, SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. You should introduce him to Sheldon. The search is over.
So what kind of research are you doing?
High-energy lasers.
Ooh, military?
Not yet, but I can remove unwanted hair from 2 miles away.
You were right. I had nothing to worry about. That skank's your problem, not mine.
You're very funny, Dr. Hofstadter.
Oh, thank you.
Cherry skin! Cherry skin!
How you doing, Howie? You feeling a little better?
Oh, a lot better. Thanks. One sec. Listen close, I don't have a lot of time. I need you to go to my house. In my bedroom, you'll find a model rocket. I want you to take it and bring it back to your place.
Okay.
Step two, build a version roughly 14 stories high. Fill it full of rocket fuel and come get me. I'll leave the door unlocked.
Howie, honey, maybe you should talk to someone. Let them know you're having a little anxiety.
No, I'm fine. No anxiety. We should probably talk in code. From now on, frog is me, sandwich means you, and lemon means rocket. So come on, sandwich, build me a lemon, because Froggy wants to come home.
Look at you. Putting on a brave face.
There's nothing to be brave about. Everything's fine.
Really? I don't know how much you know about primate behavior, but Sheldon's assistant was clearly courting Leonard. Were she a mandrill, she would have bent over and displayed her brightly colored hindquarters like a big red welcome mat. By the way, you try that at the junior prom, you get kicked out.
Okay, maybe she was flirting with him, but who cares? Look, I don't even know where my relationship is with Leonard right now.
So says your prefrontal cortex. But meanwhile, the limbic system of your brain is calculating that if another woman is attracted to Leonard, it must be because he's desirable.
Well, of course he's desirable. I mean, he's great. He's smart, he's sweet, and in the bedroom, whew, let me tell you, he really tries.
So it does bother you?
Fine, it bothers me a little. No, you know what? This is stupid. It doesn't bother me. Okay, it bothers me. But only because she wouldn't stop laughing, Leonard is not that funny.
And there you have it. Prefrontal cortex reasoning versus limbic lust. If this were a boxing match, they might call it the thrilla adjacent to the amygdala.
Penny's not amused.
If you were a brain scientist, you would be busting a gut right now.
So how was work today?
Oh, all right, I guess. Sat to Heimlich a cherry stem out of Sheldon. Caught Raj right in the eye.
Oh. You're kidding.
No, Raj had to go to the nurse.
Wow. Anything else?
The nurse is a woman, so he couldn't talk to her. She had to bring him a Grover puppet so he could point at what hurt.
Penny takes a swig of beer.
Oh, is that it?
Isn't that enough? You can have weaponized fruit and a puppet. What more do you want?
Oh, good, Leonard, you're here. Science news. This will interest you. And, Penny, feel free to paint your nails.
What do you got?
I believe Alex may have unearthed the grade school science project that could be my ticket to the Nobel Prize. Behold.
Magnets. What do they stick to? If the answer is metal, it's not exactly groundbreaking.
The original title was a rederivation of Maxwell's equations regarding electromagnetism. I dumbed it down because some of the more religious people in town were starting to say I was a witch.
Sheldon thinks the approach in this paper might change the way we calculate ferromagnetic hysteresis.
Yeah, it's about time. I hated the old way.
Hi, I'm Penny.
Alex, do you work with Dr. Hofstadter?
In a way. We've kind of been involved in a 5-year experiment.
Oh, well, you're lucky. He seems very talented, and I'm sure a lot of people want to work with him.
Oh, well, a lot of people can't.
Where are we going?
My limbic system wants to take your pants off.
They head out.
She seems nice.
Notice people on your own time. We're working.
Hey, Howie, how you feeling?
Better. Much better. The other astronauts held me down, gave me a shot.
He's floating in zero gravity with his limbs outstretched.
Ooh. Attention, people of Earth. Tonight, there will be two moons in the sky.
Howie, stop that. NASA's watching this. Put your pants back on.
Having removed his trousers, he continues to spin in midair.